Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Morning, guys.
Hi
morning.
There.
Super annoyed this morning because Nick Nack was out late last night. Not at the club. running the kids around for basketball practice.
Oh.
And I woke up to a text message on my phone that said, car's making that noise again. It's really bad. All I see is dollar signs.
Right? I mean, what kind of noise is it? Can you be... So what is that car guy? Is it like engine stuff?
I don't know
is
what
that
it
something
is.
With your?
We recently had it in to get the tires rotated and all that, and I was telling the guys, I was like, "Can you check out the suspension and everything?"
Yeah.
Like, can you? See? They didn't find anything, so I don't know if it's more internal, like transmission or transfer case or engine. I don't know what it is.
Oh no!
It just sounds expensive.
Yeah.
But it is one of those things where it's like we're seeing how long we can go with that noise.
Oh.
Just to see if it goes away.
Well, is there? There's no check engine light or anything, is there?
Yeah.
No.
It's just a sound.
It's just this.
Yeah. Well, and is it your old
usually
car?
Goes away.
Is it the older vehicle?
It's the older one.
Okay.
It's Nick Nack's SUV. So, yeah.
You're not worried about it.
And today she's like, you want to drive it to work? I was like, no, I don't want to be stranded on 470.
Absolutely not. Yeah. This early in the morning?
Can't say that I do.
It's crazy.
But I feel like we've all been there where your car makes a noise and you're like, ah, it'll just go away.
Oh, absolutely.
Instead, it's just getting worse. So we'll see how long we can just go with it. I think we'll probably go another good month or two.
Yeah.
Before I bring it in.
The noises I can remember. I remember one time, like right before I moved back to Denver from Grand Junction, I accidentally hit a raccoon that was crossing the front.
Geez.
It was
little
his fault.
Buddy.
He jumped out in front
of me. It
was
a suicidal raccoon.
I was just
it's
going
fine.
Straight. Like,
he's like, I just can't eat out of trash cans
came
anymore.
For me.
Goodbye,
but
world.
Anyway, like taking my car over the mountain pass to move here, it was making noises. And then when I finally was able to bring it in over on this side of the mountain, it was one of those where they're like, wow, I can't believe you made it. You know,
how big was that raccoon?
I know it was so. Don't push it too far to where the mechanic is even surprised you're in there. Okay, so I'm just saying, like
the problem is it's sporadic. So it's like when you first drive it, you know, and then when you get to the place to fix it, it's gone. It doesn't make the noise anymore, and then you're standing there with the guy in the. You know, appointment area going, yeah, it sounds like this.
What?
You know, they're like do that again. What do you mean?
It almost sounds like it's a flat tire. That's like it's
Oh.
You know, so I don't know what it is. Something's in there grinding and messed up. So
probably a raccoon.
It could be a raccoon. I don't know. I don't know. But anyway,
it definitely
we'll
sounds like money. You're right.
It does sound like money. And it's like, I don't want to put any money into the vehicles.
Yeah.
Ugh. Especially one that's getting a little bit older.
Oh, yeah.
And you're kind of on that borderline where we really like it, but it's getting up there. Like, so do you put the money into it or do you wrap that money into something newer?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's going to be that struggle.
Well, and you have it paid off, right?
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
That's the thing is when you have a vehicle that you're not paying for, it's
sure.
Any amount of money you put into it, you hate it. You're like, you don't deserve this. You know?
Right.
So, I'll
keep you guys updated. I know this is riveting stuff. I just wanted to go on the air today and go.
Yeah. I was all thinking.
I was laughing at an email that came in last night that Josh is now in the year 2026 because he put cameras up. I think you're the only person in the state that doesn't have a camera up.
I mean, I don't.
At the house.
Well,
there's two of you, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I just felt like I never really needed to. I was like, I don't have anything that's like crazy, you know, expensive or worth like. You know, millions
really,
of dollars that I, well, no, I just live alone. Like, I don't, I have all that's at my family's house.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like, I'm like, I don't really care. But with the whole Amazon fiasco that has been going on at my house, yes, I decided to finally put up cameras and I put them everywhere. So now it is so addicting to me. And I felt like Jeremy because for years, I've seen your phone get the notifications all the time.
Yeah.
Your Ring camera's going off.
I got
like
18 cameras.
Yeah. And so I was like,
no
man, that's got to be so annoying. But now that my phone's doing it, all I want to do is see everything that's going on in my house. And I always think something's getting stolen now. So it's so funny to me because I never really thought about what goes on at my house when I'm not there. But now that I can see it, it's all I want to look at. All I want to see is like, there's no one in these rooms. Okay. There's no one in the backyard, no one in the front yard, anything like that. And I love now every single time. Like I noticed yesterday when I wasn't at home, my notification was going off and there were these kids riding their bikes down the street. But then they kept going like through people's driveways and then my driveway. And I'm like, get out of my driveway, kids. Like, I can also do the thing where I can talk to people if I want to. And so now I'm obsessed. I'm so obsessed with watching them and seeing what these kids are doing in my front yard. Or like they went up to the driveways and then like tap on the garage door and then go down. Like that's what they do. And they were doing that with my neighbors too. And so it's just so funny to think about people that are living their lives around my house or at my house. And while I'm not there, because I just never thought of that before. That was one of the things that I was like, oh, people are actually doing things at, you know, in my neighborhood when I'm not there. And it's just so funny.
Funny how life works, huh?
I know. But you don't think about those things.
No, I did. I was always wondering what was going on at my house when I'm not there. And then I would check the Ring cams. And it's like, Nicole's constantly having friends over. Like, all these guys kept coming over. Every day they were coming over.
Yeah.
And it was
like 15-minute intervals?
Yeah, and then they would leave. So she's got. I was really surprised to find out how many friends my wife has.
Yeah. She was in the best mood when they came to visit,
right? She was always in a good mood.